You are in a time when, as we say, the veil is thin. So your intuitive abilities have been turned up rather markedly. And we want you to relax into what you know. Because what you know is a very important part of how you live on the earth and how you walk on the path. When you think about your first impression or your first feeling about something, it does not mean that some new information can change that to some degree, but there is a great power in being able to say, I knew that, I felt that, that was a thing that felt right to me, that was a thing that did not feel right to me. We want to allow all of that without turning it over to the head too quickly. Let the intuitive part of you have a little more time and language than it might have had before. And rather than saying, what is wrong with me that I reacted that way or that I felt that way, we might want to say, I reacted that way and I felt that way. If there's any viable information here, I'm open to it. There are just making a little more space for what is a very powerful part of who you are. This is an excellent time to do this. You have now become reasonably adept at, how do we say, making sure that your path is not running side by side with the evening news, which we know is a bad idea, but that it is able to move on in spite of everything that is happening. And that as you honor your path more, that path becomes stronger. And it will speak to you in a strong way, and it will tell you things that you need to know. And maybe we can begin then to put down some of our fear about what we are feeling, about what we are knowing at a deeper level. It is very interesting that we seem to be more afraid of the information that comes from our intuition than we are the information that comes from our head. And what is interesting about that is that very often the information your head gives you is incorrect or does not serve you in the moment. Rarely is the information you get from a grounded, intuitive feeling. Rarely is that wrong. Now, you might have to work with it a bit more, decide how to interpret it, but it does not have the mistake average that your brain will have as you walk through life. Now, we do want to say one thing about the turning over of your world. We are not saying a new thing because we have said to you before, everything in your world is being upturned. And some of what is being upturned now is quite beautiful. Some of what is being upturned is sad and unfortunate. But whoever is playing out the fear-based negative in their lives, we do not need to throw ourselves in front of them to stop them, because they are not going to stop. Whatever they need to learn from that, they will. But we also do not need to give them power, because no power is needed. And when they move through this, we will have made enough light space and enough power in a light space that those who wish to put down the negativity can join us. But until then, we must leave them to do whatever it is the experience of their path is calling them to do. So that is what we would say to you. It is not uncaring. when someone has clearly chosen something that is not true and they've bound themselves to the untruth. It is sad, but it is not our job to stop them. If the time comes when they wish to speak to us about it, then we can invite them into the light. And that, of course, will be a very good thing for them, for us, and for the world. In the meantime, bless you on your walk, because your walk is creating light in a world that very much needs it. So we will take a few moments together and speak about this, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a golden light above your head, and know that that light has everything in it that you need, that your spirit needs, that your body needs. And open and allow that golden light to enter you, to enter your crown, so that you're able to receive more than you have before. To open the third eye. Feel the flow of that light into your throat and let that displace any critical material that might be coming after you or anyone else. Feel the golden light flow into your heart and nourish the beautiful garden that you've made in your heart. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus and displace any emotions that might have caught there that you do not wish to carry forward. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let that light displace all shame and judgment, any of the old patterns of the past that do not serve your light now. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let that golden light clear away any limitation that you might be holding about the life you are creating now, and the light that it will bring you and the world around you. Let the golden light fill the root center. And feel that golden light spread through your body and through your mind, through your thoughts, and make you whole. Move your attention into your heart center, that beautiful place you have made for yourself. And find a place where water flows. And drink that water for the nourishment of your spirit. Now look around and see a path that is lighted and that draws you. And move to that path and begin to move upward. But feel that there is no effort required. The path wants you, and so it draws you upward without effort, without work. And feel the air change all around you and fill with the things you most need to breathe into your life. And move upward until you come to a place where there is a seashell that opens. And this seashell holds the symbol for destiny. Let the seashell open and allow yourself to know what is in that seashell. Now move upward, easily, breathing the air that is full of what is good for you, and exhaling what is not. And come to a place of joy. And see what it is that appears to you in the place of joy. Now move upward again and come to the place of the gift, resting the mind. Allow yourself to know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and begin to walk back down the path, still breathing in all that is good for you. And walk through a gentle rain that washes away anything you do not wish to hold. And come to your heart again. And notice the beauty again of what you have created in yourself. And breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.